Thank y'all very much. I told you last night. I told you when we first got started, we did moonshine songs, did Dooley and different things to get acquainted with those California audiences who love songs about moonshine. I retired back in 1974, and I was getting deaf, and I'm deaf as a snake now. I owe my hearing to my friends. Rodney hears for me, and so does Steve and different things. I went home to write, and moonshine was gone. Nobody's making moonshine anymore. But everybody discovered, you have to understand the Ozarks is about like the kind of ground y'all are sitting on out there. You wouldn't want to try to grow a crop on it because it's all, you know, up and downhill. And also the ground so poor that when you plow it looks like somebody's arc welding or something. But you can trust the hippies who came alive through the 60s to go back there and make something out of it. And all these people had gone back and started marijuana farms. I'm not kidding you. All the people who had made moonshine whiskey went to making or trying to raise marijuana, which wasn't easy to do because you always had to grow it on the government. You wouldn't want to grow it on yourself. Of course, that way they couldn't confiscate nothing off you if you grew it on Uncle Sam's. Everybody grew it on the parks, and everybody grew it on military reserves or wherever they could find. But these guys were all getting caught, and I thought this is the funniest thing in the world to still yet do. These hippies would go get them a little stand of marijuana plants. And boy, this stuff would grow down there, and it was high quality, too. I mean, old, stony, rocky ground, it would grow. Well, what they called it around town called Potosi, Missouri, grew stuff just as famous as the stuff they grew in Hawaii. It was called a Potosi Ho-Hum Festival Munchie Weed. And you take about two hits on that, and you could thread a sewing machine and it going. You know, it slowed life down to where you could walk through it. But anyway, here are all these people, and they're all getting caught. And what they do, rabbits love marijuana plants. And it would be a dead giveaway to these game wardens and different ones and DEA people anytime I'd see a rabbit walking about 6 inches out of plumb with an expression on his face like Barney Fife. I mean, they knew somebody was raising a crop around there. Well, luckily, of course, Rodney's and my songs never did depend on just one thing like moonshine whiskey. And one time we got together and wrote a song about an old man around town. And his name was Ebo. And I named him Ebo Walker for this song because I didn't know there was anybody by that name, really. Actually, there was a musician by that name and came up later and said, "I'm so glad you wrote that song about me." And I knew he was stoned. This old man used to hang around the pool hall in Salem, and his thing was he would drink anything you could come up with. Everybody always tried moonshine out on him, of course. You know, they'd say, test it on Ebo, hell, nothing kill him. And if he drank it and not go stone blind, you know, in the next 5 minutes, they knew they were all right. But kids, he's a bad example for the children in our community. Kids come up and hang around, walk up to him and say, "Would you, I'll bet you wouldn't drink off this half gallon of stuff that Daddy and I made up in the garage to take grasshoppers off the windshield, would you?" And Ebo'd say, "You got that on you, kid?" He'd get it and just whip it off, glug, 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 glug. And of course, you know, in about a half hour, he'd just go over like he'd been sawed off at the ground and just spend the rest of the day that way, learn to recognize people by their ankles and things. Reason Rodney and I did this, another thing that comes from the Ozarks, that's why I talk so much on stage, nothing's like the Ozarks. All the other bluegrass pickers I know, they come from pretty country and interesting country, but it's not like home. Back home, you do not drink in the house in front of your woman. You drink, of course, but you stash it out in the wood pile or keep it out behind the smokehouse or something. And that way your wife don't know you drink. Well, it worked for me for a while.
First wife, anyway.
First wife, or whatever it was. But at any rate, this old man, Ebo, had, by this time, he'd drank tractor radiator alcohol or just a liquid wrench, whatever you had. He'd try it. So one morning, fall of the year, cold, it was chilly weather, and he went out in the back porch and whipped off his instant breakfast of Wind's friction proofing or whatever he was into. And wobbled on out to the privy, and while he's out in the privy, he died. Well, these Ozark people, it's hard to explain to you, this family wasn't too swift all the way around, but his old lady, about the second or third day he was gone, she got uneasy about it. And they had a half a dozen little old Bufords around the house, and she sent one little pocket Bufs out to see what happened to Daddy. And, of course, I taught school back in those arts, and I know this for sure. Kids tell it like it is. Kid came back in the house and said, he's out there in the privy, froze up stiffer than a woodpecker's lip. Oh, God, I love it. Well, anyway, well, of course, the old bastard had kept real good. You know, the weather was chilly. Of course, he's all sort of, you know, in that sitting position thing. Made him hard to load, you know, when the ambulance came.
The ambulance came, he just rode up in the front seat with everybody else.
Yeah.
They told me all the folks in town, they waved at him as he went by. His arm was stuck out the window because he'd been reaching for the Sears and Roebuck catalog when he passed.
Well, the bottom line is they took him to the Salem Cedar Grove Cemetery and putt-putt golf course by the time I got home. And when they buried him, guys, his body killed all the grass for about 50 yards around. I mean, he was stout. Resurrected a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses next plot over. So we made up this song about him, and it's called The Ebo Walker.
Don't you look at me. Thread a sewing machine. Get myself together here. I mean, too much time.